Hi, it's Jim Baekje. This is Be You, The World Will Adjust, a brutally honest podcast about people and business. So every week, I'm breaking down topics from the workplace, the job market, society, and culture to help you find success by simply being you. I release a new episode every Monday morning, so make sure you're following the podcast on your favorite app. You can also reach me on social media or by sending me an email. I always love to hear how this show is making an impact on people. Okay, so let's get started. We've got another week filled with opportunity ahead. So here are some thoughts that I want to bring to you. I want to start with talking about how sad what happened last week to those poor children and those poor teachers was in the United States. As a parent, it's been incredibly painful as a parent of six, and I can't even imagine what those people are going through. But, you know, then as I was listening to all the rhetoric that went on around it politically, oh, it's not guns, yada, 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 yada. And I was sort of like, this is not a difficult subject. This is common sense. This is not about rights and not rights. And this is just common sense. Common sense says that you should be 21 to vote. Common sense says that we can send you to war at 18. Common sense says, you know, you should be 21 to drink. The majority of the things that we deal with in our lives are common sense. They don't have to be complicated. And what's really sad is that common sense has completely gone out the window. Self-preservation, self-interest, it's probably taken over for a long time. And, you know, people are fed up with it. And unfortunately, this is the example of what happens at the extreme end. But I was sort of thinking about, how does it relate to us? Like, when we look at our lives, what are the things that we struggle with? And what are the things that we struggle with personally? And what are the things that we struggle with professionally that we know don't make common sense? I thought today I would try to bring that sort of thinking around common sense. You know, I always like to say when I'm coaching people, you know, we're doing their infomercial, I say less is more. Less is more. Because, you know, we always want to, you know, we think we're like unloading the dump truck and we want to say everything. And, oh, I want to forget. I want to get this in. I want to get that. But you know, what's the essence, right? As I've said in previous shows, what's the problem we're solving for? And then if you actually step back and you ask yourself the question, you know, void of special interest or who it benefits or who it doesn't benefit, what makes common sense here? What's the right thing to do? And the right thing to do isn't the right thing for everybody. It never is. Because if it was the right thing for everybody, then everybody would do it. There would be no discussion. I know some people say to me, well, you know, one person's right thing is another person's wrong thing. Yeah, there is a bit of that. But there are many cases that go on in our daily lives where the right thing to do is just really obvious. It's just so clear. It's so crystal clear, right? Like in this case of these poor kids, these poor families, poor parents, grandparents, everything. The right thing to do is just not have assault weapons. Somebody may shoot people without something else, then we'll move to that. But just, you know, raise the age. Like there are just so many things that are right things to do. Need more money for mental health. Need. You know, it's not a singular solution. And then sort of, I wanted to sort of take that and bring it to our thinking, right? Because I was talking to one of my coaching clients the other day. And, you know, he said to me, he's just new at this job. And he said to me, you know, it's remarkable how few people that I've taken over in this new job do the right thing. But what they do is what makes their boss look best. But it's not the right thing for the organization. It's not the right thing for the reporting structure. It's not the right thing for lots of things. It's not bad. But it's not the right thing. And it doesn't give the right information. And he said, you know, people are making decisions on the bad information. And when he sort of queried people about it, and he said, well, what's the right way to do this? They had the answer. Lickety-split, they had the answer. And then he said, well, why aren't we doing this? Well, you know, this guy wants to see it this way because it makes him look better. And she wants to see it that way because it makes her look better. And everybody wants to have it make them look better. I said, isn't that somewhat disingenuous if the truth doesn't actually make them look better? Then aren't we misleading somebody, their bosses, their coworkers? And then it sort of all rolls into, you know, they get more money, they get a better promotion, they get all of these things. And, you know, what I always find in these is when somebody new comes in and they look at a situation and they can't believe the way it's been run. They can't believe. I've never met anybody that's ever come into a new job or a new spot and said, wow, this is great. Previous administration. Because people get lazy and they become self-centered and they're worried about themselves only and they can't rise above it. And I know that that's hard because you sort of say, well, what you're suggesting is that I think about the organization more than I think about myself. And I'm like, it's not what I'm suggesting. What I'm suggesting is you think about the truth more, because the farther you go down that road of not having the truth, the farther you go down that road of not doing what the right thing is to do, the more complex it is that at a turning point when somebody new comes in, they're going to look at you and they're going to go, like, what were you doing here? Like, and you go, yeah, I kind of knew what it was. And it's not just in that role. It's your daily interactions, right? Like, what's the right thing? We all know what the right thing is. Sometimes we struggle with it. But if we struggle with it, it's usually because it doesn't work perfectly for us, right? But it doesn't make it any less the right thing to do. You know, I'm just as guilty as anybody else of that. Sometimes like, you know, I get, yeah, but this event, and you listen to these people and this and that, and everybody sees it the same way. And let's figure out what the right thing to do is, you know, in terms of treating each other, in terms of, you know, being honest about situations, in terms of, you know, being open. And there are consequences, right? There are consequences to it. But I truly believe that if you can hold your head high and you do it, you know, with integrity and morality, that you may not end up working for the company that you're working for. Well, I can tell you, there's lots of jobs out there because lots of people are looking for people for work. There's no shortage of demand in every sector. And I think at the end of the day, you actually feel much better about yourself. You actually feel much better about yourself. The outcome might not make you feel as good, but you actually feel much better about yourself. And I think that at the core, and I talked about taking time last week for yourself and everything else, and these are all pieces to that puzzle, right? Finding peace, finding, because the world is fucked up everywhere. And mental health is massively on the rise. But we've got to find that peace. And I think sometimes it's getting those pieces out of your life that put you in conflict, that make you sort of go, I'm doing this, but I know it's not the right thing to do. And I don't mean like, I know it's illegal or bad, but just the worst ones are the ones on the edge, right? Those are the worst ones, right? And you know, as one of my kids said to me, you know, well, I'm not lying to you. I just didn't tell you, you know? And I'm like, well, that's actually even worse. He said, at least if you're lying to me, you're trying to lie to me by not telling me, you're just hoping that I don't find out. It's just a ticking time bomb. I think it's much the same for many of us in work, and it all goes back to that fear, right? That fear that we have. But I can tell you, in that I've seen it happen over and over and over, when you let the fear grip you, it becomes paralyzing. When you harness the fear and force yourself to get the question answered, it's a freedom like no other. It's scary right up to the edge of the cliff. Then once you go off, you land in the water, you look back and you go, I'm not sure I'd do it again, but wow, does that feel great? So let's honor all these poor people that have been murdered, and let's commit to ourselves to keep our eyes and our focus and the lens in which we look at things about what's the right thing to do and what's the wrong thing to do. How do I move us, me, my job, my company, my cohort, how do I move us to the right thing, right? What's the right thing? And I know the right thing is not one answer only. It's multiple answers. But at the core, everybody can agree. How you do it, there are a variety of possibilities. Work and relationships and everything else. There's no singular answer. But if you start with the goal of what's the right thing to do here, we will all be better off. I'm Jim Bakiai. The podcast is Be You. God bless the children, the families, and the people that were murdered so tragically last week.